Hi, my name is Arna Vatrajani, and I'm going to read the article, Indivisible Princeton, written by Andrew Kuo, Sonia Butt, and Maya Cho, and published in the News and Features section of the April 2025 issue of The Tower. On April 5th, over 2,000 people, including several Princeton High School students, gathered in the rain in Princeton's Hines Plaza to protest the Trump administration as part of a nationwide hands-off movement. PHS students cited a number of reasons for attending, ranging from concerns for LGBTQ+ rights, threats to the Department of Education, and the Trump administration's disregard for humanity. It's selfish men and women, men especially, doing what serves their ego best and what serves their pockets best. It's so infuriating that we've given them enough power to actually be able to hurt people on a mass scale, said Rika Leshes-Lipsitz, 25, who attended the protest. Indivisible Princeton, one of the main organizers of the event, noted on their website that a core principle of the protest was nonviolence and encouraged all participants to de-escalate potential confrontations. However, attendees described a strong sense of collective energy and enthusiasm at the protest, which is part of a larger national movement so far against Trump's second administration. Leah Leshes-Lipsitz, 27, attended the protest with her family and a sign that said, "The only minority that's destroying this country are the billionaires." A different protester held up a sign that read, "We the people have power over the people in power." It was empowering to see all these other people. It's really easy to read news articles and feel like you're by yourself with your rage, but it's nice to see that together we actually might be able to make some sort of difference, said Leah Leshes-Lipsitz. Maya Magdalene Halcombe, 25, echoed this desire for change. In Princeton specifically, it's important that we are all coming out and leveraging our privilege. Even though we're in a progressive town, I feel like that there's not a lot of movement that happens. So it's important that we're super active in the change. And I think our privilege can do a lot of things to change things, said Hawcombe. Princeton University students organized a smaller rally that began at Firestone Library before joining the main event. The university, along with several other Ivy League institutions, recently saw federal funding cuts, but Princeton University President Christopher Eastgruber has continued to speak out against Trump. Trump kept $210 million of Princeton's grant funding last week, and we believe that research is valuable and important, that America can only be strong if its universities are strong, said Isaac Barso, a freshman at Princeton University. The events lasted around 2 hours and featured several speakers, including Bonnie Watson Coleman, who serves as a representative for New Jersey's 12th Congressional District, which includes Princeton, in the U.S. House of Representatives. "This is the most corrupt and incompetent, which might you know be helpful, administration in my life," said Watson Coleman. "This administration chooses to take very important resources from those who really need them so that they can make their greedy folks richer. These people have so much money that even if they shared a little bit of it, tip to the poor, we wouldn't have poverty." Though most PHS students can't vote, Rika Leshes-Lipsitz urged students to engage themselves in politics, whether through protest or education. "We should stay involved in politics, even if it's not a ton, just enough to know who to vote for, enough to stay engaged," said Rika Leshes-Lipsitz. "You don't have to make your whole life, and you shouldn't, because we need to breathe. But at the same time, we have to keep being there for each other."